It's time for Chantel's roses. What exactly are your roses, Chantel?
So if you're suspicious of possibly a cheater, maybe your significant other is not giving you the attention you think you deserve, let us know and we will call them up, offer them a dozen free roses, and then basically find out who they're going to send them to. Are they going to send them to you? Are they going to send them to someone else? Are they just going to deny the entire operation?
And it's amazing how often someone wants to send roses to the person that's most on their mind at that time.
Yeah, and it's not always who it should be.
As we say good morning to Mercedes. Good morning, Mercedes.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Tell us what's up.
So I'm suspicious of my boyfriend. His name is Logan.
Okay. Give us a little detail of, like, what's causing you these feelings.
Okay, so there's this girl he works with that he's become friends with. You know, they text after work. It's nothing bad. I mean, he's not hiding it, but I feel like they should only be talking during work. You know, like, do you really need to text my boyfriend after work to talk about some Netflix show?
Okay. So like you've seen the text messages, you've seen their random conversations, whatever they're, but it's never like, it's not sexy texting. It's just like continuing on whatever was at work that day.
Well, I have never seen the text. He's just told me what they're texting about.
Oh. Okay. All right. So he's been open about it. He's not like hiding, running in the other room or anything.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. So is that kind of, that's the problem? That's been it?
No. So actually his company did a barbecue a few Fridays ago just for the employees. And then after on Instagram, she posted a photo of the two of them and called him her work husband.
Okay.
And
it's just, and she had like her arm on him, and like she was just so, you know, because I just want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like I've never met her.
Okay, I was going to say, by chance, do you know her relationship status? Like, is she also married or boyfriend or?
I don't think she's in a serious relationship. I think she's just dating around.
Okay, so that doesn't help.
No. What's her name?
Her name is Naomi.
Naomi. Okay, that's just important because when we do this, we always like to kind of find that out. I don't know. I think there is that fine line. I'm okay with work friendships. Obviously, Chantel's been my friend for years. We text outside of the show, even though we've just talked for 4 hours.
Isn't that funny that we still have more stuff to talk about?
Yeah, I know.
I know that the term like work wife, work husband was like a thing.
Yeah.
But so many years ago, so she's just kind of behind on saying that kind of stuff. Like I could be like, oh, John's my work husband.
Right.
Like I wouldn't.
No.
It's weird.
It is weird. I agree.
Yeah, it tasted bad coming out even just right now.
You know, she's not in a serious relationship. Maybe she's trying to make someone jealous on her side. Maybe it has nothing to do about you. Like, she's in some kind of new relationship.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just...
And she's trying to get him to commit.
That's what I'm thinking.
Huh.
I don't know.
I'm going to say that if I was into a guy and I posted a picture with another guy and said, work husband, the guy I was interested in would be like, yeah, I ain't got time for that.
Yeah, I don't want the drama.
Yeah, they're like, oh, that's too much.
Mercedes, do you want us to call up Logan and offer those roses and see, like, if he wants to send them to you or if he wants to send them to this Naomi person?
Yeah, I would really like that.
Yeah? Okay. Then what we'll do is we'll get Logan's number from you off air, and we will call him up next. It's Chantel's Roses, where we catch the cheaters. Mercedes has called us. Mercedes' boyfriend, his name is Logan, has a friend at work, Naomi, and Naomi and Logan text a lot. Like off, not during work hours, but afterwards, just things that are happening during their day or a Netflix show they're both watching.
Yeah, and then we kind of justify that in the sense of like me and you text all day long.
Yeah.
Just random stuff. But
I think Jen has coworkers that she, I'm okay. I never have been
also,
who's that?
Yeah, but also anytime I'm texting you, I would just like tell the person like, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
ha, ha, ha.
I usually do. Like, if you sent me a photo the other day of Jen and I from high school.
Yeah, and you're like, Jen,
and I was like,
how did
look
she
at
get
this?
This?
Yeah. But here's the bigger problem. At the company barbecue a few Fridays ago, this person, Naomi, posted a photo on Instagram of Logan and her arms around Logan. And she's like, my work husband. And now it's like, okay, wait a minute. What are you trying to do?
Yeah.
What is going on?
Like, work wife, work husband was a thing, like, million years ago.
Right.
It's like definitely not trendy anymore.
So that's kind of what we're trying to figure out. Mercedes, did I get all that right?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to call up Logan. We're going to offer Logan a dozen roses and we're going to just see who he wants to send them to. Is it to you or is it to Naomi? Are you okay with this? I just need from you permission to have Logan on the radio.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Chantel, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello?
Hi, is this Logan?
Yeah, this is he. Who is this?
Hi, Logan. This is Chantel from State Street Flowers. How are you doing today?
Oh, from the flower shop?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine. How are we, what's this about?
So we have an extra dozen roses of flowers in our fridge right now that we're actually giving away for free. And I was wondering if you would be interested in taking the flowers and sending them to someone special in your life.
Oh, is this like a promotion?
So basically what we do is instead of letting the flowers just go bad and tossing them, we will find somebody that wants the flowers and we'll send them to them for free. There's no like subscriptions, nothing. All we need is just the name of the person that you'd like us to send them to, and then we'll put a note and a card with the flowers.
Oh, okay, great. I mean, I guess I can't. Yeah, well, why say no to that?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, I'll do it.
Perfect. So let's start with the card. What would you like to write?
About I love you.
Perfect. Simple. And then who would you like to address it to?
You can send them to Mercedes.
Are you sure you don't want to send them to your work wife?
Mercedes, hi, Logan. That's your wife, Mercedes. She
girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
It's not at titles that they don't have yet, Chantel.
Well, I got confused with the work wife.
Logan, that's Chantel. My name is John. We do a morning show on Mix 105.1. You're on the radio right now, as is your girlfriend, Mercedes. Mercedes, you want to kind of tell Logan what's happening?
Logan, she's posting photos of the two of you on Instagram, calling you her work husband. Like, I don't understand what's going on. I mean, she really seems comfortable with you, and I'm just really annoyed that you guys text all the time. And I'm like, what's going on?
Like, I don't understand what's going on right now. You put me on the radio, and without my even, you think I'm cheating?
I don't know because I've never met her. I mean, does she even know I exist?
What? I don't even know how to respond to that. Of course she knows. What do you want from me, Mercedes? It's ridiculous. Look, I have a photo of you in my cubicle. Of course she knows that you exist. I talk about you constantly. Hello?
I just don't like it. I don't like your relationship with her. It makes me so uncomfortable, Logan. It really does.
I don't even know. Okay. I don't know what you want from me, Mercedes.
I need you to make me feel like I'm the one.
By doing what? Is this about me not proposing again? Is that what this is?
Oh.
That's what couples do when they've been together. That's the next step.
Uh-huh. Look, is this about you thinking that I'm with Naomi on the side? Or is it about you wanting a ring?
Both.
Oh, my God. We're not doing this on some radio show, okay? We can talk later, please.
Fine.
Yeah, I'm going to let you guys go ahead and talk more off air. And if it helps, I mean, Chantel's already calling you guys married. So in a way, we're getting...
I think it's going to work out.
We're putting it out there.